One preface to my statement. In sixth grade, I was granted a nickname because I would not accept Cindy, which was the given nickname if your name was Cynthia. And it kind of stuck. So some people know me as Sid, and I do use that name in this piece. This I believe. I am Sid, and thou art God. Two quotes underlie this belief. I am Groot, and thou art God. One spoken by a Marvel comic character, and the other by a Robert Heinlein character. I'll start with the comic and go to the science fiction. I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot! Do you know Groot from the movie Guardians of the Galaxy? Groot is a life form that looks like a tree with leafy hair and twiggy arms. Groot's vocabulary is limited to the words, I am Groot. Throughout the movie, the characters that interact with Groot ask questions trying to figure out what box Groot belongs in. Is Groot a potted plant, a whippy tree, a wood chip, a fire log? Is Groot smart, friendly, mean, strong, or weak? Does he have a superpower? Where does Groot fit? Groot, it turns out, is all of these and so much more. See, Groot doesn't identify with any of the labels or boxes that others try to construct. The answer to everything remains, I am Groot. The only way to find out about Groot is to see what Groot gets done. Groot in action is indeed a loyal friend, willing to help as only Groot can, a humble companion willing to be sacrificed for others, and a fierce opponent when protecting the wounded. And when chopped up and burned out, Groot reveals a seed of life. A sprout shoots up out of the dead wood. Groot inspires me. I want to shed the labels that subdivide my identity and my power. If I am identified as an over 50 white married Mennonite woman, is that who I am? If I am identified as a steam train engineer, printing press operator, and creative problem solver, is that who I am? What if I'm identified as gender questioning, female presenting, lover of the earth goddess? Does that tell you who I am? How someone chooses to identify me, or how I may choose to identify myself, those identities are not who I am. I am so much more. To truly know me, Cynthia and Sid to many, you may need to stick around and see what gets done. Sid in action is how you learn who I am, what I value, what my power is, and what I can do. The scripture says, you will know them by the fruit they bear. I am not limited by identity labels. I am Cynthia, part of the collective life cycle of Earth, and you will know me by my actions. Thou art God. Author Robert Heinlein's character, Valentine Michael Smith, works to adjust to living on Earth, having been raised on Mars. But he cannot quite figure out individual social interactions. He was taught to value the time it takes to fully understand each part of a situation or a person before taking any action, to allow each individual to be heard, known, and valued completely as an integral part of the community. With his limited grasp of language and culture, Valentine attempts to help his companions understand by telling them, "Thou art God." As he gains a better understanding of Earth culture, he attempts to clarify further by explaining that each piece of creation contains a piece of God. Therefore, each piece of creation is God. You are God. This makes sense to me. As beings that contain a piece of God, we will still have conflict and differences and misunderstandings. But when seeing the other as a member of your own God body, the work of restoring relationship transforms into respectful communal work. All the pieces of God value each other, all different, all part of the whole, all precious, all fully known as God. This I believe. I am Sid, and thou art God.